Letter to the Ministry of Loneliness. I take round trips on the tube during morning rush hour. I stand up for maximum contact, for the warmth and pressure of other bodies, and inhale the steam of coffee and cigarette breaths. I offer to walk my busy neighbor's kids to school. Their brittle voices ring in the icy air as if belonging to another universe. I try to strike up conversations at the market where I buy a single item daily, a bun or tart. I stick to apolitical topics, the BMW's windscreen smashed by a flying cabbage, Saddam Hussein's romantic novel. Then I am home alone again. I put on the kettle for a cuppa, but the quiet is not lovely, nor the enclosure of my own body. Everything's supposed to be relative, unless one's loneliness is absolute.